The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, a happy new year to you, ladies and gentlemen. We've got an early afternoon tip-off after 2 weeks off. Your Lady Hawks taken back to the court. They're going to take on the Kodiaks, Cascade and Leavenworth. Lady Hawks having had 2 weeks off and still searching for that first league win. This happily is going to be a non-league tilt with Kodiaks. Lady Hawks going to start back business, taking on Cascade today, and then we'll have two league games next week as well. In this pregame, we'll take a look at the Lady Hawks' last game against Kai B, as well as the standings in the SCAC. Other action's been going on in the SCAC. We've had 2 weeks off, but there's been a fair bit of action in the SCAC this week. We'll get into that as well as what's coming up next, and we'll have, of course, the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the Lady Hawks getting back to work after a two-week holiday layoff. Take on the Kodiaks of Cascade Leavenworth here at home. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call B.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, and Lady Hawks getting back to work after 2 weeks off. And 2 weeks ago today, back in Benton City, we took on the Kai B Lady Bears trying to get that first league win, and we struggled. Kai B raced out to 16-3 lead after one quarter of play and never looked back. It ended up beating us 60-12. In fact, our offense struggled mightily in that game. We only put up 3 points in each quarter, getting a bucket and a free throw in the first, getting a three from Isla Bryant in the second. And then we went to the free throw line in the third. But the unfortunate thing with regards to that is we went 3-for-10. We went 3-for-10 from the line in the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, Isla Bryant hit another three. So offensively, we were having tremendous difficulty against the Bears. So now hopefully with 2 weeks off, we do get a little bit of a reset. And our starting lineups going to change a little bit for the first time. This year, Lou Weaver will be in the starting lineup. So presumably, I haven't had a chance to check with Ken James to see if she still has any minutes limitations. But presumably, since she's starting, she had been on a minutes limitation that last week before Christmas. Those two games, she was cleared to play. But I believe Ken James today was either 3 or 5 minutes a quarter. She simply was not to tax herself excessively. In watching her move, I mean, she was having no trouble moving up and down the court as well as moving laterally. Her conditioning may have been a bit down, and it may have still been a function of her rehab that she simply wasn't allowed to tax it excessively. But since she's going to be in the starting lineup, we can hopefully assume that the minutes restriction is off. And if she is out on the court for the bulk of the game, that should speak well for our offense, although we did struggle against the Bear defense that Saturday before the break. We're going to take another break here. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and the standings in the SCAC. Got an interesting development that we haven't seen in over a year in the SCAC. We'll get to that after this break. We're live at the Hawks Nest. The Lady Hawks getting ready to get back to work after 2 weeks off for the holiday break against Cascade of Leavenworth. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. Happy New Year, if you didn't hear that earlier. Lady Hawks getting back to work after 2 weeks off, after he last played Kai B in Benton City 2 weeks ago. Today, let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla and Wapato continue to hunker atop at 5-0. Zilla will be our opponent, as I recall, this coming Tuesday at home. Zilla 8-1 overall. Wapato 7-1 overall. Then followed by Royal at 3-1. They're now 8-1, so they've gotten some non-league games in. Followed by Cashmere at 4-2, 6-2. Natchez Valley at 3-2, 7-2. Kybee at 2-4, 6-4. Then Connell at 1-4, 3-5. And then College Place and Wiluke, both of them still looking to get their first league win. Wiluke, however, they at least changed their fortunes. For the first time in over a year, they won a game. It had to have been a non-league game, but they are 1-9 overall. Let's see if we can find out what happened. So we had games. Let's see. Take a look at last week. Did we have games? No. That was the week before Christmas. So let's go ahead and take a look at what's been going on since Christmas. On Monday, Royal beat Scottsdale Christian 71-22, and there's your win. Wiluke beat Riverview this last Monday, 37-35 in Findlay. So credit the Lady Warriors finally getting into the win column. And then Zilla beat West Valley 76-50. On Tuesday, Royal beat Bear Creek 65-28. Wapato beat East Valley of Yakima 62-49 in East Valley. Cashmere beat Chelan in Chelan, and Zilla just squeaked by Deer Park in Spokane Valley at 67-65. Last night, Cashmere played this Cascade team in Leavenworth and beat Cascade 52-38. And then, as mentioned, Cascade then turned around and they go on the road to take us on. Part of the reason we're having an early tip-off is because Cascade still has a long road trip before them, and it's unfortunate they had to just take this long trip on a Saturday at the end of their break to come all the way down here. Also, we will have a league game at 3:45. Wiluke will be tipping off at Cashmere, and Royal will be at Zilla this afternoon. Coming up next week, the Lady Hawks are going to be home hosting Zilla on Tuesday. On Friday, College Place will be hosting Royal. And then on Saturday, the Lady Hawks are going to go on the road. That's next Saturday. They'll be going up to Mattawa to take on Wiluke. We're going to take another break as we're going to honor the flag after the sportsmanship announcement, and then we'll have starting lineups in the opening tip-off as the Lady Hawks get ready to go back to work after 2 weeks off. They're going to take the court here shortly against Cascade of Leavenworth. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Wallwall Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live, they're announcing the folks coming off the bench. And for Cascade, they got a couple eighth graders. They've got a 5'2 eighth grader in Violet Reiki, as well as a 5'7 sophomore in Edith Perez, a 5'11 senior in Kaylee Lewis, a 5'6 sophomore in Daisy Swart, a 5'8 sophomore in Ryan Johnson. And they also have a 6'1 eighth grader in Molly Bear. Saw Miss Bear working in the JV game. 6'1 eighth grader. This kid may not be done growing. It could be Cascade's going to have a little bit of height in the future. Coming off the bench for the Lady Hawks, we'll have 5'6 senior Gracelyn Tawn, the 5'6 senior number 11 Annie Watson, the 5'9 sophomore number 15 Carly Ray, and the 5'7 sophomore Emma Niemeyer will be coming off the bench for the first time this year. But having Emma come off the bench is actually probably a good thing because she's relatively effective ball handler and she can do a bit of dribble and driving. So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the Kodiaks of Cascade. They're going to start a 5'4 sophomore, number 10, Riley Songer, a 5'4 sophomore, and number 11, Blake Kemp, a 5'6 sophomore, number 12, Sydney Melody, a 5'11 junior, and number 15, Ada Missile. And so that will be the height we'll be looking at. And then finally going to start a 5'6 sophomore, number 20, in Lola Reiki. So they only have one senior on this group. They're pretty young. And they're actually going to have four sophomores out there for starters. For Coach Julie Hill, she's going to start the 5'6 senior guard, number 1, Charlie Amick. The 5'5 senior guard, number 2, Bertukin Duran. The 5'8 junior forward guard, number 3, Ayala Bryant. And then getting her first start of the year is going to be the 5'5 senior, the point guard, the quarterback, number 5, Lucinda Weaver. It'll be good to see Weaver out there for a full period for the first time this season. And finally rounding things out, we'll have the 5'6 senior, number 10, Ellie Andrews. So they're announcing Ellie and Lady Hawks in their home whites. We've spent a lot of time at home so far this season. That's actually been pretty good. And we're going to be home again. So obviously we're home now. And we have three games next week. And two of those are going to be at home, Tuesday and Friday. And Saturday we're finally going to go on the road again to Mattawa to take on Wolook. Cascade, Washington State colors almost. They've got red. It's not quite crimson, but it's close. They got red with silver trim, and they're coming back to the bench to have their last conversation with their head coach, Cody Bench, and the Lady Hawks out there right now raring to go. Bryant stepping into the center circle, and the Lady Hawks will be moving from left to right as we sit up here behind the scorer's table as Cascade is now finally coming out. And so, let's see, Missile will step in against Bryant. And the ref just making sure that the table's set. Table stairs are ready. So there's the whistle. There's the ball. And the tip in the backcourt is actually going to go out of bounds, I believe. Last touch by Riley Songer. So it got tipped into the backcourt. And Cascade is going to press as we're going to have to go all the way up the court as Bryant on the baseline gets it into Rahima and then has it tipped out of bounds, not by Songer. That was Blake Kemp getting her hands on it. So now far corner, Bryant will take it out again. She feeds to Weaver, has the ball tipped out of bounds again, this time by Sydney Melody. So the Kodiak getting their hands in the passing lane. They just can't get the ball. And now we get the ball to Weaver. And she's going to come. She's pretty good at breaking a press all on her own. It's 22 seconds. She crosses the timeline. Now waiting for some movement to stop. She'll feed to Amick on the left wing. Charlie's got to move. Now she feeds to Ellie at the top. Andrews, couple dribbles. Now feeds to Amick in the corner. Now drives into the key. Puts up from about 8. That got blocked and taken by Lola Reiki. They'll go up court. Blake Camp has on left wing. Drives into the key. Should be called for travel. Got away with it. Kicks back out to Melody. Now down low to Missile. Backing down against Isla Bryant. Her bank shot is no good. Gets her own rebound. She then will toss out, I want to say, to Camp for three. I'm sorry, that was Riley Songer with an Edward Jones three. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and it's 3-0 Cascade. Credit Songer with the three as Weaver comes driving down the court, down the left lane, gets blocked into the ground, but she earned her way to the free throw line, having been fouled by Missile. That'll be her first personal. So the redhead will go to the line for two. First trip to the charity stripe for either team, and the redhead, nothing but net. 3-1 Cascade, just underway here at the Hawks Nest. 7:02 to go in the first. Weaver, two dribbles. Quickly puts it up now. Sinks that one, too. 3-2 Cascade. As Songer goes up court to Riki. Riki now pulls up. Hands off to, that is Camp. Now on the left wing to Melody. Now at the top to Songer for three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Ends up going out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Cascade. And the Kodiaks pressing. So Bryant gets it down low to Bertukin and goes up court to Lou Weaver. And we get it across with 27 seconds to go. Now she ends up getting tied up by two Kodiaks and then gets hauled to the ground. I think they're going to call a foul on Blake Camp. Yep. Camp will pick up her first personal. So the Kodiaks playing some aggressive defense early on. They're also picking up a couple fouls as a result, as Weaver will take it out right in front of the Cascade coach. Goes out to Bertukin, has the ball slapped away, but then Bryant's going to pick it up, almost has it slapped away, but still maintaining her dribble. Now she went, ooh, man, Ellie Anders set a hell of a pick as, oh, nice! Bryant came, drove in, shot is no good, but Duran comes down with the rebound, Ellie Andrews tries to come down with the rebound, goes back up and gets fouled by Missile. So I'm pretty sure that's Andrews, yes indeed. So Lady Hawks 2-for-2, make that 3-for-3. As Andrews ties the game up, as Edith Perez, 5'7 sophomore, will come in and spell Missile. So Ellie, looking now to give us a lead. She just does one dribble, hunkers, and puts that off the front of the rim. No good. As Songer will come down with the rim. I take that back. That's Camp. And Camp then comes up, gives on the left wing to Songer. She pulls up from 15, puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound's going to be tracked down by Bryant. Goes up court to Amick. We got a 3-on-1 fast break as Charlie's going to come driving down. She has to pull back up. Oh, feeds to Weaver. Now ball ends up going on the deck as Camp picks it up. And now she loses it coming up the court, and Andrews is going to take it. She'll feed back up court to Lou Weaver. Weaver on the right wing. Wants to drive in. Euro steps, puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound end being brought down by Weaver. Goes cross court to Andrews. Step back for three on the left wing. It hits Ellie Andrews with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Lady Hawks on a 6-0 run. They lead Cascade 6-3. As Camp gives to Songer. Now gives down low to Perez. Backing down against Bryant. She's going to have to kick back out. Feeds to Camp. Drives into the key. Puts up an underhanded scoop shot that's no good. I believe she got fouled by Charlie Amick. Yep. So Charlie will pick up her first personal. And Blake Camp will go to the line for two. Cascade got an opening three from Riley Songer. Since then, Lady Hawks, three free throws. And a three, and we're up 6-3 as Camp puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Daisy Swart, a 5'6 sophomore, will go in for Camp if she makes this for Cascade. Second free throw off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound ends up being stolen by Camp. Her shot ends up being no good, and Bryant will come down with the rebound. She's coming up the right wing in a hurry. A 2-on-2 break. Now she's going to step back, puts up from about 8 feet. No good. Tip rebound is going to be chased down by Charlie Amick. Tip by Bryant. Bryant now has the ball deep on the left wing. Ayala wanting to drive in. Feed to Weaver at the top. Then drives into the key. Double steps. Kicks back to Bryant at the top for three. And that's rattles home! Ayala Bryant Hey, Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 brought to you by Lou Weaver. Lady Hawks on a 9-0 run. They lead Cascade 9-3. Camp handing off to Melody. Melody dribbles past Weaver, drives down the right wing, feeds to Perez down low on the left block, and Perez is able to put it away. 9-5 College Place, 4:40 to go in the first. Bryant up court to Ellie Andrews with Perez coming out on her. Ellie dribbling back and forth, now cheating to the top. Perez still coming out on her. She'll feed to Amick on the left wing. Charlie with Melody all over her. She got away with a travel. She'll feed to Bertukin at the top. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Ellie Andrews on the right. Feed to a driving Amick. Drives down the right lane. Lays it up and in. Give and go. Charlie Amick and Ellie Andrews. 11-5 College Place. 4:09 to go in the first. Melody has the ball on the left wing with Weaver coming out on her. Now feeds to Ricky. Now back to Melody. Wants to drive in. Gets tied up by Charlie. Has it stolen by Weaver. And Weaver's going to go coast to coast and lay it up and in. Lou Weaver takes the Amick steal, making it 13-5 as Melody wants to drive right. She now feeds to, that is Ricky. Ricky then feeds down to Perez. Her shot ends up being no good. And Charlie Amick's in position for the rebound, and she got fouled by Riley Songer. Songer will pick up her first personal. That is Emma Niemeyer checking in. She'll spell Lou Weaver. And Daisy Swart will finally check in and spell Blake Camp. 3:38 to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 13-5. They're on a 13-2 run right now as Andrews will bring it up with Lou Weaver on the bench at 3:30 to go in the first quarter. So still getting up to game speed as Emma Niemeyer drives into the key, and then we got a jump ball. She got tied up driving down the left lane. And the possession now favors Cascade. So Swart will take it out and feed to Melody, who will bring it up. Melody now going to be met by Andrews, driving to the right. Melody now pulling back up, now giving to Ricky for a long three. Ricky from the top. Hits the Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 13-8. And then coming up the court, ball ends up getting stolen, and then it's going to end up going on the deck with Emma Niemeyer being tied up by Daisy Swart. Emma, in fairness, stole that ball, and then Daisy tied her up. So Andrews will take it out at the top of the Cascade bench. 3 minutes to go here in the first. Lady Hawks up 13-8 over Cascade as Andrews will swing around to the top. Now she'll scoop it off to Bertukin on the left. Bertukin, cross-court to Charlie Amick. Oh, she had the three, but instead she'll feed in the corner to Emma Niemeyer. Head fakes, kicks it back out to Charlie. 13 seconds on the shot clock to Andrews. Now wanted to go down low to Bryant. Has the ball slapped away by Perez, but they're going to say Ella Bryant touched it last, so the Lady Hawks turn the ball over. Lady Hawks at 1 point on a 13-2 run to open a 13-5 lead. They still lead 13-8. As Melody will bring it up, going to be met by Andrews. Melody driving to the left, kicks off to Swart. Swart drives top of the key, pulls up from 12, puts it off the side of the rim, no good. Bryant in position for the rebound. She'll feed Bertukin. Durand coming up the left wing, and their pursuit's coming slow. She'll feed Charlie Amick on the baseline, kick back out to Bryant on the left wing for three. Nothing but net! Isla Bryant with her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and it's 16-8 College Place. 2:11 to go in the first. Melody. Bring it up to Perez at the top of the key. Perez just hanging on to the ball. Now she'll feed to, I don't know who that was. That was Songer, I think. She then pulls into the key from about 12 and banks it home. Songer with her second bucket of the game, making it 16-10. As Niemeyer will bring it up, feed on the left wing to Amick. Wants to drive into the key. Give it to the top to Bryant, to Andrews. Swing around to Bertukin in the corner for three. That was way long. And Swart will come down with the air ball rebound. Then Bertukin ties up Swart, now to Songer, now to Melody, now to Swart on the left wing with Niemeyer out on her. Now to Ricky for three off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebounds, going out of bounds. Last touch by Songer. Blake Camp checking back in for Cascade. There's a whole lot different. We had 12 points against Kai B before Christmas break. We got 16 in the first quarter. It's Grayson Tahn is going to check in, and she'll spell Ellie Andrews. 1:24 to go in the first. Lou Weaver getting ready to check back in. As Bryant will take it out corner, up court to Charlie Amick. She'll then come up. And she's putting some spin moves on. Drives into the key. Man, alive. Almost made that drop. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Bertukin. Feed to Grayson Tan. Now to Emma Niemeyer, way up top. She drives into the key. Lost the handle on her dribble. Goes onto the deck. That's going to get tied up on the ground. So we'll have a jump ball between Deasy Swart and Bertukin Duran. So Weaver will check in and spell Duran. No, and this is just rotation. Because Lou was the first one out. 1:05 to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 16-10. Carly Ray getting ready to check in. Songer. Nope, sorry, that was Camp. Feeds to, that is Reiki deep on the right wing. Now to Camp. Now to Melody, wants to drive into the key. Bounce pass across to Camp. Let's see, that was Swart for three. Shots off the side of the rim, no good. Ayla Bryant was in position for the rebound, and then she got fouled in the back by Perez. So Ray will check in and spell Ayla Bryant. 42 seconds to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 16-10 against Cascade Leavenworth. Are we doing free throws? Oh, Carly Ray checked in for Ayla Bryant, but because Bryant got fouled and went to the point of shooting free throws, Ayla is going to go to the line for two. Lady Hawks 3-for-4 so far here in the first. Lady Hawks trailed 3-0. Then won on a 15-2 run. Sorry, 13-2 run as Bryant's first free throw is money. I'll tell you, Bryant earning her spurs today. 7 points so far this quarter. Bryant's second free throw. Swirls in and out, no good. But Grayson Tan is there for the offensive rebound. Her putback is no good, but now she earned a trip to the line. This time she got fouled by Swart. So Tom will go to the line. And Lady Hawks 3-for-5. Oh, let's make that 4-for-6, shall we? 18-10 College Place. 41 seconds to go here in the first. Offense clicking. Grayson Tan, 2-for-2. 19-10 College Place. Yes, this is Camp bringing it up. Camp. Dribbling to the left, giving on the left to, that is Reiki, dribbles down to the baseline, now back to Camp on the left wing. Camp now dribbling down, yeah, getting cut off. She'll feed to Melody on the left wing. Melody wants to drive in, going to get cut off. Now to Swart. Now left wing sheet, that was Camp. Her left-handed lane is no good, and then scramble for the rebound. They're going to say went off Carly Ray's foot. It's a bad call. It went off Perez's foot, but we'll go with it. As Melody will take it out baseline with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lady Hawks up 19-10. To Reiki. To Camp. Puts it up from about 18. Swirls in and out. No good. Then we're going to end up with a ball on the deck. And we got another jump ball with Tan tying up Melody. 7.8 seconds to go. It'll be Lady Hawk basketball. As Ray will go way up court to Charlie Amick. She crosses the timeline, got away with the travel. Feeds to Niemeyer, drives down the baseline, puts it at the side of the backboard. No good. And that will be the end of the first quarter. But it was pretty much all Lady Hawks. They lead after one quarter play at home against Cascade Leavenworth. 19-10. We'll be back with the second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks were on a struggle bus against Kai B 2 weeks ago in Benton City, scoring 12 points, scoring only 3 points per quarter in that game. Today, back home after a two-week layoff against Cascade Leavenworth, it's a whole different story. Lady Hawks lead 19-10 after one quarter of play. And we're going to have Ray, Ton, Amick, Niemeyer, and Lou Weaver out there right now for Julie Hill. So Weaver, the only starter, as Camp bringing it out, feeds to Swart on the right. Now to Songer, wants to go down low to, that's Missile, backs down against Ton, shot is no good. And Lou Weaver was there for the rebound. She will then come up the right wing, goes behind her back. Now, lost the handle on the dribble. It's going to be stolen by Swart. She'll feed Melody. Melody then feeds up court to Camp, drives left baseline. It's going to get cut off, feed to Missile. Now at the top to, that was not Camp, that was Swart. Her shot is no good, gets her own rebound. Put back is no good, again gets her own rebound. She'll feed to Melody. Now back to Swart in the corner. And then we got three in the key. Yep. Oh, no, we had a three attempt. I'm sorry. That shot was no good, and Charlie Amick was there in position for the rebound, ended up getting knocked into by Blake Camp, who picks up her second personal. Lady Hawks committed one personal foul in the first quarter. Cascade 5 is Weaver. Bringing it up, feeding to Ton, deep on the right wing. Nice bounce pass to Amick, but they invaded the passing lane. We end up getting a steal as Melody will bring it up, goes down low to Missile, sweeps past Ton to Carly Ray. Shot is no good. Ray gets the rebound, feeds Lou Weaver. 2-on-1 fast break. Grayson Ton with the finish! Brought to you by Lou Weaver. 21-10 College Place. And then the ref having some words with Cody Bench. I think they issued some type of warning on the Cascade bench. I'm not sure what it was related to, as Kylie Songer will spell Blake Camp. And someone checked in for Charlie Amick. That had to be Ellie Andrews who checked in. Okay, so Melody will bring it up for Cascade. Feeds to, that is Riki. Riki, no, the pass is errant. It's going to end up being picked up by Emma Niemeyer. Emma dribbling in the backcourt. She'll feed to Lou Weaver. 21-10 College Place, 6:34 to go in the first half. Weaver drives into the key. Euro steps down the right lane and earned herself a trip to the line. Shot wasn't close to being good, but she drew the foul from Songer. So Lou Weaver will go to the line. And Weaver is 2 for 2. And let's make that 3 for 3. Thank you very much. Isla Bryant, Bertuk, and Duran to check in. We'll spell Carly Ray and Grayson Ton. So Julie Hill getting her rotations in, and the Lady Hawks just keeping the pressure on the Kodiaks here. Weaver's second free throw rattles home. Lou Weaver, 4 for 4. 22-10 College Place. Melody bringing it up for the Kodiaks. She'll hand off to Riki. Riki, with Lou Weaver out on her, feeds to, that wasn't Bayer. Who the heck was that? Back to Weaver. Passes getting tipped. Stolen by Lou Weaver. Got a 2-on-1 fast break. Lou wants to go all the way. Goes up. Got fouled by Melody. Lou Weaver driving the bucket. Drawing the fouls. Melody picks up her first personal. Weaver, 4 for 4 from the line. Go for two more. 23-10 College Place. 6:10 to go in the half. 24-10. This is so much different than that Kai B game 2 weeks ago. Lou Weaver, 2 quick dribbles. Nothing but net. 6 for 6 is the redhead. 25-10. 6:07 to go in the half. Melody. Go down low to Missile, who quickly picks up a triple team. Then she'll bounce pass out to Riki. 12-foot shot is no good, and Andrews is in position for the rebound. She'll feed Weaver, getting shouted by Songer coming up the court. Weaver wanting to go. Now she pulls up, and she'll feed to Niemeyer on the left wing. Emma, to a driving Andrews. Got a kick. And she got called for trouble. Daisy Swart to check in for Cascade, and she will spell Melody. That's Sydney Melody, by the way. This is a young Leavenworth team. A lot of sophomores out there, sprinkling of juniors. As Swart has the ball deep on the left wing to Sonner. Now to, who the heck is that? That's 33. I don't even know who that is. That's 33. I don't have her on my roster. Ball ends up going on the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball. Yeah, I do not know who 33 is. I'm going to say it's Kaylee Lewis, but I really don't know. We're going to credit it as Kaylee Lewis as Bryant will inbound to Weaver. Now back to Bryant. We're getting a little bit of a press here. Oh, we go long to Ellie Andrews, who's got to pull back out. Now then she'll pull up for three. Long rainbow bomb by Ellie Andrews. Her second Hank Ward and Edward Jones three in a 28-10 college place. As Sonner wants to drive in, lost the handle on a dribble, got another jump ball. Emma Niemeyer tying her up. This might be a case of experience here. Telling as Annie Watson will get her first action of the game. Melody will also check in for Cascade. They're actually going to take a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 5:03 to go in the half. And Lady Hawks in control, 28-10 over Cascade. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, with Zilla and Royal coming on Tuesday and Friday of next week, obviously get some type of palate cleanser, it seems, before getting back into the battle of league play. And we're taking on Cascade Leavenworth. And right now in the Hawks' nest, it's all Lady Hawks. 28-10 college plays. As they're going to... Oh, they fed it down low to Missile, who on the right block was easily able to put it up and in, made the bucket while getting fouled by Emma Niemeyer. So Missile will get her first bucket of the game, and now she's to the line for an and one with the score 28-12. Missile cannot make the bucket as Melody muscles the rebound away from Ella Bryant and puts it away. So Cascade now on a little 4-0 run, and then they proceed to press and steal the ball from Ellie Andrews. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, tossed by Andrews. So three straight possessions, in a sense, now by Cascade. It's now 28-14, as I'm saying that's Lewis inbounds to Melody. Melody hands back to Lewis. Lewis. Dribbling right, feeds to Missile at the top of the key. Wants to back down, can't do it. Feed to Melody. Now at the top two, that was Reiki for three. Barely off the side of the rim, no good. But Lewis tracks down the rebound, feeds to Missile for a long two. And Missile hits from the edge of the arc. And a 6-0 run by Cascade here as Bryant comes tearing up the left wing. Pulls out. Oh, she wanted to feed Watson down low. Ball gets tipped. Now Lewis has the ball in transition coming down the left wing. Her lay-in goes behind the backboard, but they're going to say she got blocked by Emma Niemeyer, who picks up her second personal. I have this as Kaylee Lewis at the line, because she wasn't actually on the roster. She'll be at the line for two. She puts the first off the front of the rim, no good, as Lou Weaver will check in and spell Emma Niemeyer. 28-16 college plays. They were up 28-10 at one point. They're on a 6-0 run as Cascade. Lewis's second free throw is off the side of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Missile's going to pick it up. And then from the right block, put it away. Missile now with 6 points all here in the second quarter. They let Weaver go coast to coast. They just abandoned ship. And Lou Weaver strolls down the right lane and lays it up and in. As Melody gives on the right wing to Lewis. Lewis now to Missile in the right corner. Missile then to a driving Swart and is able to lay it up and in. Swart with her first bucket of the game, brought to you by Missile. as Weaver quickly comes up the left wing. She drives down, waits for the defense to back off. Shot goes in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound is going to be off of Missile. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball. 3:32 to go in the half. Lady Hawk's up 30-20. Redhead feeds to Andrews deep on the left wing. She'll pull up for three as they backed off of her. Puts it off the side of the rim, no good. Traces down her own rebound. Then she'll pull up again from the right wing. That's off the side of the rim, no good. Long rebound. It's going to end up going out of bounds. Annie Watson wasn't quite able to track it down. It's Charlie Amick. We'll check in for Ellie Andrews. And Melody will bring it up, having taken the inbound from Daisy Swart. Melody to Swart at the top. Swart now to Reiki, deep on the right. Now to Missile, deep on the right wing. Now to Lewis at the top. Lewis with Durand all over her. Kind of maintaining her dribble. Now she'll feed to Missile. Nope, that's Reiki. Has the ball tipped away by Watson. Reiki has to go back into the backcourt to get it. Seven on the shot clock. Missile now has it. Dribbles into the key. Feeds to Melody on the left wing. Step back three. And we got a shot clock violation. Lady Hawk defense forces Cascade to turn the ball over. They will press. As Bryant gets the inbound to Durand. Go! Go, go, go! They're all behind you. Up the left wing to Charlie Amick in the corner. Amick now to Weaver at the top. Lou with Lewis coming out on her on the right wing to Andrews. Nope, sorry, that's Watson to Durand in the right corner. Cross court to Lou Weaver, fakes the three, drives into the key, kicks out to Charlie. Charlie steps in. She puts it up from 15. Oh, almost banked it home. But instead, Reiki will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Melody. Melody on the left wing now to, that was Songer. Nope, that was Lewis. Now to Missile, backing down against Bryant. Manages to get underneath there and lay it in on the left block. Missile, held scoreless in the first quarter, has eight here in the second. 30-22 as Bryant gets the ball down low. Puts the ball off the side of the rim, no good. Missile gets the rebound, has a tip by Durand, gathers it back in, feeds to Melody up court. Melody, now to Missile at the top, pulls up from 15, off the side of the rim, no good. And we got a jump ball as Melody came down with the rebound, yeah. And then Melody got tied up with Lou Weaver as Perez will check back in and spell Missile for Cascade. Jump ball favors Cascade with 18 on the shot clock. Melody taking it up baseline. Got Lewis in the corner, but totally ignores her. Instead goes up top to Reiki. Now to Lewis. Now to Melody in the corner. Step back three from the left wing. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Lewis, then scraped out of bounds by Bertuc and Durand. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul on Durand. That'll be her first. So Melody will take it up baseline now with a fresh 30. 30-22 college plays. 1:38 to go. In the half, long outlet to Swart at the top. Now to Reiki, to Melody in the left corner. Down low to Perez, back down against Bryant. Going to get cut off. Yeah, ball got stripped by Annie Watson. Then picked up by Charlie Amick. She'll feed Weaver. Weaver with Lewis on her. Weaver dribbling back and forth. Now to Watson on the right wing. Wanted to feed a driving Amick. Oh, instead throws the ball away. Going to be picked up by Perez to feed to Melody. Melody coming, yeah, she went over and back. As Melody wants to drive right, now feed to Reiki, fakes the three, has to feed to Melody in the corner for three. Oh, and she hits! Sydney Melody with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, and the Lady Hawks, who had been up 28-10, now had their lead shrink to five. As Amick goes cross-court to Bryant, now at the top to Weaver. 40 seconds to go in the first half as that's who the heck is that? That was Annie Watson with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, right? Do I have that right? No. Yes, that was Annie. As then Reiki then comes down the right wing and she answers with her own three, making it 33-28 with 20 seconds to go in the half as Amick puts up a long shot from about 15. No good. Tip rebound is going to be lost out of bounds by Melody. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball. Lady Hawks had been up 28-10. It's now 33-28. On an 18-5 run, they feed down low to Bryant. She's got to kick back out to Durand. 10 seconds. for Tuke and got away with the travel. She'll feed to Charlie. 5 seconds to go. Put from long. In the end, three. And Charlie, it's from way downtown. To pretty much end the first half. Charlie Alec with an NBA. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Put an end to the first half as the Lady Hawks go into the halftime locker room, leading Cascade of Leavenworth here at home, 36-28. We'll be back with totals. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages. All made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks lead at halftime here against Cascade of Leavenworth, 36-28. Lady Hawks led 19-10 after one. Then they went on a 9-0 run. They're leading 28-10 at one point. And then Cascade went on a tear. They took that 18-point lead and they shaved it to 5 until the Lady Hawks at the very end. They get the ball down low to Ayala Bryant, who can't quite then go up as Perez for Cascade cut her off. She then feeds Charlie Anik at the top, and game clock winding down, still with about, they had 3 seconds left, I want to say, when Charlie, she semi-panicked, and from way high beyond the arc, I mean, it was NBA depth, hit nothing but net three to send the Lady Hawks into the locker room with an 8-point halftime lead at 36-28. Here's your unofficial scoring statistics for the visiting Cascade Cody Hawks. Daisy Swart with 2 points. Edith Perez with 2 points. Sydney Melody with 5 points. Riley Songer with 5 points. And Ada Missel, the lone junior on this Cascade team, leading all Cody Hawks scorers with 8 points. For the Lady Hawks, Annie Watson with 3 points. She hit that late in the second quarter. Grayson Tong with 4 points. Charlie Amick, 5 points, including that pretty much half-ending three to put an end to the first half. Ellie Andrews and Ayala Bryant, each with 7 points. Ayala with 7 points all in the first quarter. And Lou Weaver, leading all scorers on the court, with 10 points. She's 6 for 6 from the line, is the redhead. So, story of the game, really, well, Lady Hawks harassing Leavenworth, not so much into turnovers, but in particular, Cascade unable to get their offense clicking until the latter part of the second quarter, which is potentially concerning. Cascade then finding something of an offensive rhythm. In particular, they're allowing Ada Missel to work down low. She was held scoreless in the first quarter. All of her 8 points came in the second, and that in the latter half of the second. So defensively, we need to make sure we're not allowing Missile to get the ball down low, where she's doing most of her damage. And Missile isn't the worst ball handler either. For the Lady Hawks, we've been hitting threes. We've been doing give and goes. Lou Weaver has only two field goals, but both of those were on penetration drives. In fact, on one of them was actually quite hilarious. It was the Cascade defense was simply not tracking the fact that Lou Weaver had the ball, and they vacated the key, and Weaver literally just strolled down the right lane and laid it up and in for that second bucket. But if the Lady Hawks can keep running, it's really a somewhat diversified offense in that we're not getting a whole lot of good looks down low, but we are dribbling. We're driving, making those work. We've done a couple of give and goes, and, of course, we're hitting some threes. Ayla Bryant with two threes. Annie Watson has her three. Charlie Amick has her three. If we can keep hitting the open threes, we're getting less. And I wanted Ellie Andrews. Yeah, I was going to say Ellie Andrews has got two threes as well. So if we keep doing that in the second half, we should resume league play next week with a win at our belts. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the standings in the SCAC as well as other scores, both with there's been some action going on this week, and, of course, we've got games coming up this week, and we'll have all that for you here as we're halftime at the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks leading Cascade Kodiaks from Leavenworth, 36-28. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, halftime wrapping up, and Lady Hawks taking their rest still in the locker room, leading Cascade of Leavenworth 36-28. Cascade did lead 3-0 and 3-2 with an early Riley Songer three-pointer, but the Lady Hawks went on a 15-2 run. And at one point, they led by as much as 18, a 28-10, and then Cascade went on a run in the latter half of the second quarter. Shaved that lead to 5. Lady Hawks lead by 8, 36-28. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla and Wapato hunkered atop at 5-0. In both cases, Zilla at 8-1, Wapato at 7-1. Zilla will be our opponent this coming Tuesday here at home, followed by Royal at 3-1, 8-1, and we'll be facing Royal here next Friday. Cashmere at 4-2, Then Natchez Valley at 3-2. Then Kybee at 2-4. Connell at 1-4. Then College Place and Waluk both still looking for that first league win. Notably, Waluk got their first win in 2 years. They squeaked by Riverview in Findlay, 39-37, this last Monday. And we'll be facing Waluk on the road in Mattawa next Saturday. Let's see. Scores from this week. On Monday, Royal beat Scottsdale Christian 71-22. Waluk beat Riverview. I beg your pardon. That score was 37-35. And Zilla beat West Valley of Yakima 76-50. On Tuesday, Royal beat Bear Creek 65-28. Wapato beat East Valley of Yakima 63-49 in Yakima. Kashmir beat Chelan 41-31, and Zilla beat Deer Park 67-65. Last night, yesterday afternoon, rather, Kashmir beat this Leavenworth team 52-38. And in action today, Waluk is going to be at Kashmir, and Royal will be at Zilla. And we are ready to go to start the second half. College Place gets the basketball, moving from right to left. And Ellie Andrews will feed Lou Weaver in the backcourt, being shadowed by, that was not Swart, that was Blake Camp. She'll feed to Amick, who then feeds Duran, now feeds to Bryant. Oh, man, she had Duran down low for an easy trip to the bucket. Instead, she launches the three. And the scramble for the rebound is going to be off of Melody, so it'll be College Place basketball. Bryant taking it up baseline. Bryant feeds to Andrews in the left corner. Ellie dribbling to the top with Missile coming out on her. Feed on the right wing to Amick. Amick. Oh, get to Ayala Bryant, who got on the right block. And her shot goes in and out no good, but she earned a trip to the charity stripe. Having been fouled by Songer, that'll be her third personal. So Bryant, who is 1-for-2 from the line, 7 points thus far. We'll get two more. Puts that off the front of the rim, no good. As Swart will check in for Cascade and spell Songer. A lot of sophomores on this Cascade team. So they are young. As Bryant's second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. And Missile. Nope, sorry, that was Reiki comes down with the rebound. She'll then feed Camp. Then to Melody at the top. They left her alone for three, and nothing but net was Sydney Melody, making it 36-31. Once again, lead shaved down to five as Durand will bring it up. She'll feed to Andrews deep on the left wing. Down to a driving Bryant, turns around on Melody, wants to feed Amick. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Reiki. Drives down the right lane. They're going to call a blocking foul on Charlie Amick. Yeah, Charlie trying to draw a foul, but the ref wasn't buying it, so Reiki will go to the line for two. And this is Reiki's first trip to the line. Cascade 0-for-5. Naturally, as I say that, they then hit one to cut the lead to four now, 36-22. This is the closest they've been as she hits both. And it's now a 3-point College Place lead. We've led by as much as 18. As Weaver will bring it up, wants to drive in, feed to Andrews on the right wing, can't do the step back three, will hand off to Weaver, dribbling around to the top, now drives into the key, slices through two, puts a shot off the side of the rim, no good, but earns her way to the line again. And she got Perez to foul her that time. So Lou Weaver to the line for two. She is 6-for-6 so far this game. Are they saying that foul's on Melody? Oh, I see what they did. Yeah, Perez wasn't in. That'll be Melody's second personal as Weaver misses her first. 6:42 to go in the third, and the Lady Hawks clinging now to a 3-point lead, having led by as much as 18. Weaver gets it back up to four, making the second of two. As Melody fell down, getting the ball in, she's fine, getting up with a smile on her face as Missile pulls up from 18. That's an air ball. As Duran comes down with the rebound and then gets tied up with Swart for a jump ball, and it'll be Cascade basketball. So Melody with 28 on the shot clock will take it out for the Kodiaks. Melody looking for some movement. Goes down low to Swart. She's got to dribble back out. Wants to feed down low to Missile. Gets around Isla Bryant and manages to lay it up and in. Missile with a move to the bucket. And the Lady Hawk leads her to 2. 37-35 as Durand will bring it up. Feed on the right wing to Bryant. Bryant wanted to do with a go. Instead feeds to Amick. Now to Durand. Down low to Weaver. Turnaround from about 12 off the front of the rim. No good. Riki will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Melody up court to Camp. Now bounce pass down to Swart. He can't handle the pass. Kodiaks turn the ball over. Lady Hawks catch a break there. As Bryant facing a press. Easily gets the ball into Weaver. Lou. Dribbling to the top. And lose the handle on her dribble. It's going to be stolen by Melody. And then they're going to call a kick. Give me a break. Weak. So Melody will take it out right in front of the scorer's table. And she'll feed to Camp. Camp. With Amick on her to Swart deep on the left wing. Now wants to go down low to Melody. Melody instead kick out the Missile. She double clutches in the key. Yeah, they're going to call her for a travel. I was going to say that looked like a few too many steps. And sure enough, Ada Missile's going to get called for a travel. As try to get the inbound to Weaver, and Camp's going to poke it out of bounds, looking much like they did with their press to open the game. So Bryant will try again. Get down low to Durand. Durand up court to Weaver. Got a 3-on-2 fast break. Feed to Charlie Amick. Shot is no good. From about 15 as Melody will now walk it up. Lady Hawk offense cold since the first part of the second quarter. Missile drives into the key. Puts the ball off the front of the rim. No good. Somehow Camp comes down with the rebound, then wants to feed Riki, and instead gives it to the Cascade bench. As Violet Riki, an eighth grader, will come in and spell Camp. Violet Riki, a 5'2 eighth grader. She's got the responsibility of guarding Lou Weaver. They get the ball inbound to Durand, will then hand off to Bryant, and then Bryant will come up the right wing. Ayala handing off to Andrews. It's just a bad pass. We end up losing the ball out of bounds. Can't afford to do that. Lady Hawks clinging to a 2-point lead, and we're going to take a timeout with 5:02 to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks lead by 2, 37-35, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks led by as many as 18 at one point in the second quarter. That lead's been shaved to 2. College Place 37, Cascade 35. Cascade's offense has woken up, and College Place's offense has gone into hibernation. As the eighth grader, Riki, will bring it up with Charlie Amick on her. And now she'll feed to her older sister. That was the other Riki. I can't remember who. Now feed to Melody, then drives into the key. Slice past Ayala Bryant and ties the ball game. Knotted it now at 37. 18-point lead has evaporated as Ellie Andrews feeds to Bryant deep on the right wing. Bryant feeds to Durand at the top. Durand now to Charlie Amick for 3. That's barely off the side of the rim, no good. But then Bryant hustles down the rebound, has to go out of bounds to get it. Instead, she feeds it to Violet Riki. That's then stolen by Lou Weaver. As Weaver driving in against Riki, bounce pass to Bryant on the left block. Can't lay it up and in, but I believe she got fouled by Melody. Yep. That'll be Melody's third personal. as Isla Bryan will go to the line. She is 1-for-4 with Emma Niemeyer and Grayson Tan getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks, as Bryant can't make that one drop either. So Tan will spell Durand. And Niemeyer, I guess, is going to spell Charlie Amick. So Bryant gives us the lead back finally, hitting the second of two, as Camp, being harassed in the backcourt by Tan, comes across the timeline, still maintaining her dribble. Now slices down the left lane. It does Camp, and lay it up and in for her first bucket of the game, and giving Cascade their second lead of the game, as Reiki steals it from Lil Weaver, then comes up the left wing, and then got fouled coming up the court by Ellie Andrews. Violet Reiki, the eighth grader, pilfers, picks Lou Weaver's pocket, and Ellie Andrews commits the foul coming up the court. So Violet Reiki will take it out far sideline. And she's got her sister Lola out there, at least she did. This is going to be Camp on the right wing. Now to Swart. Now to, that's Violet Reiki in the right corner for a long three that's going to end up going out of bounds. Sorry, that was Lola Reiki. You got Lola and Violet out there. Violet's the short one. As Bryant will feed in the backcourt to Ellie Andrews. Andrews wants to go up the court and wanted to feed Weaver, and there was a miscommunication, and we end up turning the ball over. Cascade pressure caused that turnover. Swart will take it out at the end of the scorer's table. Hand off to Camp. Camp with Tan over her. Now feed to Violet Reiki deep on the left wing. To a driving Camp, who then goes down baseline and reverse lay-in. As we had her, but then we gave up on the defense. 41-38 Cascade. We have been outscored 31-10 since about the middle of the second quarter, as Bryant drives in, feeds to Andrews for a right wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound is going to be chased down by Violet Reiki. Reiki almost gets her pocket picked, and she ends up losing the ball out of bounds. Weaver got the ball, then it went off of Reiki's knee, and then all the way out of bounds. Durand and Carly Ray to check in for the Lady Hawks, as Weaver wants to inbound to Bryant, then under pressure from Camp, Bryant turns it over. So Weaver will go to the bench, as will Bryant, as Durand and Ray will check in. Feed to Durand in the corner. Now back to Ray. Now back up court to Durand. Chasing down the right wing. Has her pocket picked by Violet Reiki. And then as Reiki tried to go up the court, they're going to say she got fouled by Grace Lantan. That'll be her first personal. Violet Reiki, an eighth grader, making her presence known. As Reiki has the ball in the left corner. Download missile. Missile up top to Lola Reiki. Long three is barely off the front of the rim. No good, as Emma Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. She will bring it up the court. Now going to be picked up by Missile. Still maintaining her dribble. Will hand off to Durand. Shot clock's not running. We have a problem with that. To Ray. Now finally they're running it, and they've got, oh, and we got a foul. We got lucky there, as Lola Reiki committed, and she shakes her head. You reckon that wasn't the smartest foul. As we have Melody checking back in, as well as Riley Songer. Charlie Amick will check in and spell Ellie Andrews. So Durand will take it out right in front of the Hawk bench. Trailing by three, 41-38. Feed to Niemeyer, hand back off to Durand. And then, oh, and they're going to call a moving pick on Carly Ray. Carly Ray picked off Violet Reiki, but they're going to say that Ray moved into her. And so they'll inbound to Violet Reiki. Reiki, oh, wants to drive left lane, smokes past Durand, Her shot is no good down the left lane, but they're going to see Duran committed the foul. So Bertukin will pick up her second personal, and Violet Rieke will go to the line. This Rieke is scoreless, but the eighth grader making her presence known with ball handling, and she hits the free throw. Cascade with their largest lead of the game now at 4, and now Molly Bayer, the 6'1 eighth grader, is going to check in, and we're going to have a timeout, 2:24 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trailing by 4, 42-38. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks went on a 9-0 run to open the second quarter, leading 28-10. Since then, the offense has gone into a slump. We have been outscored 32-10 in the interim, and we now trail by 4, 42-38, with Violet Rieke to the line, making the second of two. Now we trail by 5. 43-38 as Duran with Violet Rieke all over her. Coming up the court, lost her dribble. Violet Rieke's going to steal it. And then the ball's going to end up getting lost out of bounds. Last touch by Patukin Duran as she harassed Rieke into losing her dribble. Lou Weaver getting ready to check in, as will Ayala Bryant, as they're going to spell Carly Ray and Emma Niemeyer. So Melody will take it out far sideline for Cascade. Feeds to Lola Rieke. Has the ball poked out of bounds by Durand. And Violet will take it out baseline. You got two eighth graders out there in Violet Rieke and the 6'1 Bayer. Feed to Lola. Now across to Songer. Now to Violet from about 12. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Durand will come down with a rebound. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Lady Hawks trail by 5 as Durand goes coast to coast. Shot is no good. Bayer will come down with the rebound, then feed to Melody. Melody coming up the court to, that's not Songer, that is Lola Rieke with a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3, her third of the game. And Cascade now up by 8 as Bryant has the ball deep in the right corner. Wants to feed to Weaver, driving in against Violet. Feeds to Durand at the top. Dribbling in. Now to Lou. Wants to drive past Violet, and they're going to call a blocking foul on the eighth grader. So Violet Rieke will pick up her first personal. And Lady Hawks trailing by 8. We're shooting? We're at that point? All right. Lou Weaver to the line for 2, and Lou 7 for 8. Make that 8 for 9 in the game. Stopping the bleeding, cutting our deficit to 7, 46-39. Weaver's second free throw, also good. 46-40 Cascade, 1:24 to go in the first. It's Violet Rieke turning on the Jets. Charlie Amick cuts her off. Then feeds to Melody, and then they're going to call a foul on the floor. And they're going to say that foul is on Grayson Tye. I didn't even know Grayson was on the court. Shows how alert I was. Melody will now go to the line for 2. Melody with 10 points. Swirls that first one in and out. This is her first trip to the charity stripe. 1:16 to go in the third. Lady Hawk, 18-point lead, evaporated. 46-40 Cascade. And Melody manages to rattle that one home, making it 47-40. Hawks have led by 18, Cascade by as much as 8. As Bryant feeds the ball to Ton and gets harassed by, I don't know, see who, wants to feed Duran, has to go in the backcourt for it. 15 seconds on the shot clock, under 60 seconds to go on the game clock, 10 seconds. Duran now crosses the timeline. You've got to get moving. Going to feed to Amick. Tied up, 5 seconds on the shot clock, got to get a shot off. Bryant from the corner for 3 and hits it with 1 second to go. Ayala Bryant with her Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3. As Reiki quickly comes up. She'll then feed to Songer, who got away with the travel. The ball ends up going on the deck. It's going to be picked up by College Place. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bryant going to come up the right wing. She had it. She had it and then lost the handle on her dribble trying to go past Bayer, and we lost the ball out of bounds. 24 seconds on the game clock as Camp will check in for Songer. And Melody will take it out with Graceland Ton in her face. And feed to Camp. 22 seconds. Coming up the right wing with Durand all over her. Camp still going. Bounce pass down to Bayer. Has to kick back out to Violet. Reiki puts up from about 12 off the front of the rim. No good. Nobody wants the rebound. Finally, it's going to be brought in by Durand. 7 seconds to go. Weaver coming up the court. Goes behind her back with Violet. 3 seconds. Nice bounce pass. 2! Graceland Ton at the end of the quarter, brought to you by Lou Weaver. And the Lady Hawks cut the deficit to 2 after 3 quarters of play. Cascade 47, College Place 45. Back with a fourth. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, here we go into the fourth quarter. And Lady Hawk offense in the doldrums, starting with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter till about 60 seconds to go in the third. We had an 18-point lead of 28-10. It all went away. We trailed by as much as 8. But then after three quarters of play, we trail by 2, 47-45. We're going to have not quite the starting five as Grayson Ton's going to be out there to start the fourth as Duran takes the inbounds. It's going to be poked away by Melody, who then feeds Weaver. Weaver's going to come up the left wing, and they're going to call a grab foul. And that foul's going to be on Camp. That'll be her third personal. So Duran will take it out of the top of her bench. Feed to Ton. Now back to Durand. Durand down low to Ton. Her little lay-in isn't quite strong enough. Tip rebound is going to be brought down by Melody, who then got fouled by Durand trying to come up the court. That will be Durand's third personal. As Swart will take it out baseline. She'll feed to Camp. Camp. Coming up now, pulls up, now feeds to Melody deep on the left wing. Now download a missile, got behind Bryant, is able to lay it up and in on the left block. Missile with 12 points now as Weaver with Camp on her. Driving up now to Durand on the right wing. Durand, we got a charge away from the ball. They're going to say that is on Ayala Bryant. That'll be her first personal. I don't know if that was a moving pick or what. 49-45 Cascade. 7:11 to go in the game as Swart will end down to Camp coming up the left wing. Camp wants to drive into the key. Lost a handle on a dribble. Going to be picked up by Weaver. Got a 2-on-2 fast break. Weaver wants to drive all the way home and wants to go up. Instead, they're going to say she got fouled by Swart. So Weaver's going to go to the line again. No, that foul's on Melody? I didn't see Melody as close to that play, but we'll take it as Lou Weaver will go to the line. And she spent a lot of time at the line this afternoon. As she was 9 for 10, is now 10 for 11, and she swirls that one home as Violet Rieke will check in for Melody. 49-46 Cascade, 7:02 to go in the game. The redhead, Lou Weaver, killing it from the line. 11 for 12 as Ellie Andrews and Emma Niemeyer will check in for Durand and Charlie Amick. And the Lady Hawks will press as Swart will inbound, gets it to Camp. Camp now gets past the timeline with 24 seconds to go with Ton on her and scoops off to Swart. Now to Violet Rieke at the top. Now to Missile at the top of the key. Now to Lola Rieke for a long three. Off the side of the rim, no good, as Bryant was in position for the rebound. Missile fought her for it. Weaver, Euro steps into the key, got away with the travel. Somehow fed Grayson Ton, who ended up drawing a foul on the floor. Man, we got away with murder there. That foul is going to be on Swart. That'll be her second personal, so Weaver will take it out baseline. 49-47, Cascade. Lady Hawks trying to tie up. Ton gets it in the corner. Feeds to Andrews with Swart on her to Weaver at the top for three. Look out! Lou Weaver with the Hank Warden Edward Jones three gives College Place the lead back at 50-49. Swart has the ball on the left wing. Feeds to Lola Rieke for a long three, and she answers. Lola Rieke with her fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 52-50. Andrews has the ball deep on the right wing. Feed to a driving Weaver down low. Goes up, got fouled by Missile. Lou Weaver's going to the line again. Missile picks up her third personal. Lou Weaver, 11 for 12 from the line, keeping us in this game with some money free throw shooting. Hits that one. Woo-hee! 33 comes in. Who I'm listing is Kaylee Lewis. I got no idea, though. Could be Ryan Johnson. Could be, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who she is. Weaver, those two quick dribbles. Money again. 13 for 14 ties the game at 52 as Violet Rieke will come driving up, blows past Ellie Andrews, feeds Missile down on the left block, lays it up and in and drew the foul. And that foul is going to be on Ella Bryant. So Missile gets the bucket and now to the line for the and one. She is 0 for 1 from the line as she had an and one opportunity in the second quarter. 54-52 Cascade. Missile, she doesn't even dribble. She just takes the ball and fires. Swirls in and out, no good, as Niemeyer comes down with the rebound and then got tied up by Lola Rieke. Jump ball favoring Cascade. So Violet Rieke will take it out baseline. She'll feed to Lola Rieke for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. Coming up the court in traffic, still maintaining her dribble, scoops out to Bryant on the right wing, trying to drive down on Violet Rieke. Had to feed back to Ton, now back to Bryant in the corner for three. That's going to be an air ball, and Swart will come down with a rebound, has it stolen by Bryant. Bryant then wants to drive in, puts a little running floater from 8 feet, no good, as Violet Rieke will come down with the rebound. Goes up court to Missile, comes down the right block, lays it up and in. And we're going to have a timeout with 5:15 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trailing by four, 56-52. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
5:15 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 4, 56-52. Lady Hawks led by as much as 18, Cascade by as much as 8. We had it tied at 52. Cascade now is on a 4-0 run as they will press the inbounds. As Bryant gets it inbound to Lou Weaver. And Weaver, more or less a 1-1 press break, brings it up. And now shadowed by Swart at the top of the arc. Down low, Grace Lantan, who got behind everybody, but then lost the handle on the dribble. But she gets the ball back, feeds to Weaver. Step back three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound's going to be brought down, I don't know by who, but then long outlet to Swart, whose lane is no good. But they're going to say she got fouled by Lou Weaver. So Weaver will pick up her first personal. Swart's going to go to the line for two. Swart with 2 points so far. This is her first trip to the line. And Cascade not efficient from the line, whereas the Lady Hawks have been deadly from the line, as Swart puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Charlie Annett to check in. And she'll spell Grayson Ton. Swart, the sophomore, just one dribble and then fires, puts that off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound is going to end up going on the deck, brought down by Missile, who then banks it home. And Missile been killing us in the second and fourth quarters. We're now trailing by 6, 58-52, as Weaver has to go on the deck to get the ball. Then Bryant and Violet Reiki tie up for it, and Bryant fouls Reiki. That will be her third personal. And are we shooting? 4:33 to go in the game, and we already are shooting. We're going to be shooting for the rest of the game. Violet Reiki to the line. She is 2 for 2. Those are her only 2 points. She swirls that one in and out, no good. As Melody will check in and spell Swart. Now they give the ball back to the eighth grader. And Violet Reiki, who sure looks like she knows what she's doing, well, she also looks like a short eighth grader, hits the second as Andrews will bring it up. Shadowed by Melody, gives on the right wing to Charlie Amick. Charlie, now out to Emma Niemeyer at the top. Emma wants to drive into the key, feeds out to Andrews. Andrews, step back three. What a beautiful shot by Ellie Andrews, her third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. She stepped back and hit that so smooth. 59-55, Violet Reiki to Lewis to Melody on the left wing for three. Man, that was NBA level right there from Melody. That is her third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And it's bombs away for both teams. As Weaver, with us trailing by seven, drives up. Scoops Charlie Amick on the left wing for three. Almost banks that one home, but Ellie Andrews comes down with the rebound. Now getting tied up with a double team as Missile ends up facilitating the jump ball, but it will be College Place basketball. 3:38 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 7, 62-55. Portukan Duran to check in. And she'll spell Andrews, who got banged up a little bit there. To Durand in the corner. Now to Amick on the left wing. Charlie bouncing to Lou in the corner. Lou. Step back against Lewis. Puts that off the side of the rim. No good. Scrambles. Almost gets the own rebound. And now we're going to have another. Nope. We got a timeout. 3:26 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 7. They'll have the basketball when we return. Trailing Cascade 62-55. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
3:26 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 7. Lou Weaver taking it out baseline under the Cascade bucket. Gives down low to Bryant, whose lay-in does not drop, and Missile will come down with the rebound. That was a good set play, but Bryant didn't put enough muscle on it. As who the heck is that? Launches a 3. Who was that? Oh, that was Lola Rieke. It was uncontested, but she was unable to hit that, and Bryant will come down with the rebound. Then she gets stripped by Violet Rieke coming up, and Lou Weaver picks up the loose basketball. Under 3 minutes to go. Lady Hawks need a bucket and then a stop. Get to Durand at the top. Now to Bryant on the left wing. Ayala down to a driving Emma Niemeyer, who goes up and got fouled by Melody. Who is she done? Oh, yeah. Sydney Melody is done. As Emma Niemeyer will go to the line for 2. And Melody, let's see, 3-6-9 tennis. She'll foul out with 14 points, does Sydney Melody. And I did not see who came in for her. So Emma has 2 quick machine gun dribbles. Kind of long arcing free throw that goes off the back of the rim. No good. I believe Blake Camp checked in for Melody. For Cascade. 2:51 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 7. Emma, those machine gun dribbles, looks at the ball, hunkers, fires off the back of the rim. No good. Missile come down with a rebound. Feed Violet Rieke, who quickly comes up. Now bounce pass, it goes off the foot and gets back in. Then she turns around and feeds it to Lewis. And then head coach Cody Bench wants a timeout for Cascade. So with 2:40 to go in the game, Lady Hawks trailing by 7. We'll take another 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
2:40 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail by 7. 62-55. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Violet Rieke will take it out for Cascade baseline. The 8th grader has the ball tipped out of bounds by Ella Bryant. So the 8th grader will try again, this time at the end of the Cascade bench with Charlie Amick in her face this time. Gets it to Missile. Hand back to Violet. Violet, and we got a charge away from the ball. Okay, let's see. That foul is on Blake Camp, who picks up her 4th personal. So Camp has 4. Sydney Melody is fouled out as Bryant, facing a press, ends up going long to Niemeyer. Has the ball tipped by Missile, but instead it's going to be picked back up by Bryant, who then coming up the court got fouled by Camp. Now Camp is done. So Camp and Melody have both fouled out for Cascade as Swart will spell Camp. And the Lady Hawks trailing by 7. They'll send Ayala Bryant to the line. And Bryant is 2 for 6. She has 6, 7, 8 points. She had 7 of them in the first quarter. Puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Make all your 3 free throws, and possibly this game is quite a bit closer as she hits the second. 62-56 as Violet Reiki will feed her sister Lola. Lola coming up, pulls up, now in trouble, feeds Violet, almost lost the ball. Violet now dribbling to the right, now pulled up because of Emma Niemeyer, feeds down low to Missile, wants to back down against Bryant. She has to step back and put up an air ball. Swart will come down with a rebound, 11 on the shot clock to Lola Reiki, to Violet Reiki. Down low to Missile. Ball ends up getting tipped, lost out of bounds. Last touch by Lou Weaver, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Ellie Andrews checking back in. And she'll spell Emma Niemeyer. So Violet Reiki will take it out with 5 seconds on the shot clock for Cascade. Wants to go down low to Missile. She's got to go back out into the corner for it. Now to Violet, puts up a desperation heave off the side of the rim, no good. Lou Weaver will come down with a rebound. Lady Hawk defense does what they need to do. Under 2 minutes to go, trailing by 6. Cross court to Ellie Anders. Had time for 3. Off the side of the rim, no good. Charlie Amick is there for the rebound. Feeds Bryant in the corner for 3. That's an air ball. Man, you got to make those. As Lola Reiki will pick up the loose ball. Feed to Violet. Up court to Missile. Wants to back down. Manages to scoop it, lost the ball. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Ella Bryant. Boy, I don't know about that. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Lady Hawks trail by 6. 1:34 to go in the game. Violet Reiki, baseline for Cascade. Running out of time. No, they called a timeout. They called a timeout as the 5 second was about to be called. So we'll take a timeout. Lady Hawks trailing by 6, 62-56. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Violet Reiki gets the ball to Swart. Lets it go between her legs. Gathers it back in. Now gets tied up by Durant. Now still has the dribble. Now she'll hand off to Violet. Download a Missile. Who immediately gets tied up by 3. Somehow drives down the lane. Shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Charlie Anik. Charlie up court to Ellie Andrews. Oh, had a shot at a 3, but then pulled back up to Charlie at the top. Charlie driving into the key. Goes up against Swart. Ball gets blocked out of bounds. 16 on the shot clock. 106 on the game clock. Lady Hawks trail by 6. 62-56. Weaver to Charlie, in the corner, to Ellie. Ellie, man, you got to get moving. To Lou at the top. Lou wants to drive into the key. Instead, feed to Bertukin. Bertukin drives down the left lane. Swirls in and out. No good. And we're going to have a foul? I believe so. Foul's on 15? That's Carly. Okay, that foul's on Durand. I was going to say. Duran picking up her fourth personal and missile to the line for two. She is 0 for 2 thus far in the game. 54 seconds to go. Lady Hawks trail by 6. Missile with 2. Swirls that one in and out. No good. Lady Hawk offense just never woke up from that red hot first quarter and first half of the second quarter. Missile, second free throw. That's off the back of the rim and then up, and then drops good. And then we're going to have a timeout with 53 seconds to go in the game. Lady Hawks trailing by 7, 63-56, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawk offense just not clicking like it did during the first third of the game. Lady Hawks at one point led 28-10. But since then, the offense been somewhat in the doldrums. And Cascade leads 63-56. Lady Hawks hitting threes in the first quarter, in the first part of the second quarter. And since then, it's been somewhat more silent. We did get a three from Ellie Andrews and one from Lou Weaver here on the fourth. As we get the ball into Bryant, who then feeds Weaver. Then goes up court, and as she lost the handle on her dribble, she then got fouled by, I'm calling it Lewis. It's number 33, who is not on the roster. And that should put Lou Weaver to the line. And I think she's 12 for 14. 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah. Man. 14 for 15. Cuts the Cascade lead to 6. 63-57. Now try to get it within 5. 49 seconds to go, Arbor. Lou's second free throw. Swirls in and out, no good as Missile chases down the long rebound. So then go up court to Lewis. Lewis now feeds to, that is Lola Riki? Yeah, Lola Riki feeding to Missile, who then traveled. How'd she not? Yeah, you got to call it travel. She ended up going on her backside and then came backwards. And that's usually a travel. And they called it. So here we go. Hawks trail by 6. Facing a press. Up court to Bryant. Hand off to Weaver. Weaver dribbling past Lewis. Under 30 seconds to go. Up court to Ellie Andrews. Step back 3. Blocked by Missile. And then I think I'm going to call a foul on Andrews trying to get the ball back. Yeah. So Ellie will pick up her second personal. Missile will go to the line for 2. She is 1 for 4 so far. And Lady Hawks trailing by 6 with 21 seconds to go. It's going to be tough to come back on this one. So they'll feed the ball to the junior. Ada Missile, really the only junior on this team. They have one senior on the bench, and I don't think she's been out there unless it is Lewis, as Missile puts the first one off the back of the rim. No good. Free throw shooting of Lou Weaver. 16 for 18 kept us in this game. Missile's second free throw is good. Lady Hawks trail by 7, 64-57, as Bryant will come up. Dealing with Violet Riki, ends up going onto the deck. Then the ball is going to be picked up. We end up going on the deck. It's going to be picked up by Lula Riki, who then turns around and gets fouled. And they're saying that foul's on. They're saying that foul's on Bertuk and Durand. I have that as her fifth. Have I been miscounting? Let's assume I've been miscounting. And Lola Riki will now go to the line for 2. She is 2 for 2 so far. barely puts that off the front of the rim. No good. Lady Hawks going to lose a game they led by 18. Trail by 7 with 10 seconds to go. Ricky's second free throw hits that one. And Cascade tying their largest lead of the game with 8 as Weaver comes up, going to pull up for 3 off the back of the rim. No good. Bryant comes down with the rebound as then time runs out and Leavenworth steals it from us. Kodiak 65, Lady Hawks 57. We'll be back with totals. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call BD Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Lady Hawks lose a tough one to Cascade of Leavenworth. Lady Hawks led at one point in the second quarter, 28-10, but then the offense went into hibernation and never really came back out. As Cascade outscores us 19-9 in the third quarter and 18-12 in the fourth. To win by 8, 65-57. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for Cascade. Daisy Swart with 2 points. Edith Perez with 2 points. Violet Rieke, the eighth grader, with 3 points. Blake Camp, 4 points. Riley Songer, 5 points, all in the first quarter. Sydney Melody with 14 points. Lola Rieke, 15 points. No, 12. Yep, 15 points. That's right, 4 of them three-pointers. And Ada Missile, their lone junior, leading all Kodiak scorers on the court with 20 points. For the Lady Hawks, Annie Watson with 3 points. Charlie Amick with 5 points. Grayson Ton, 6 points. Ayala Bryant, 9 points. Ellie Andrews, 10 points. Lou Weaver leading all scorers on the court with 21 points. And what was that, 4, 7? Yeah, she went 12 for 14 from the line, did Lou Weaver. She was earning her money from the stripe. But unfortunately, the Lady Hawks lose. They're going to fall to 2-6. And then they got a tough row to hold. Next contest is going to be against Zilla this coming Tuesday here at home. But the Leopards always make life difficult for us as we get back into league play. And league play has been tough this season. So after 2-week layoff, unfortunately, Lady Hawks lose to Cascade 65-57. Next broadcast, what is it? That's going to be 5:15 tip-off, 5:45 tip-off here from the Hawks Nest against the Zilla Leopards. We will see you then, but don't change that dial. As they say, we got the boys coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.